This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, discipline. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the topic of discipline in the Islamic lifestyle. We know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has emphasized on the discipline because He has created this universe with the discipline with the specific discipline. We know that the alternation of the day and night and the 365 days of a year where the earth rotates or it goes around the sun, and the other things that are happening, these are all happening with the discipline. Even the sun and moon, the earth, the planets, the stars, everything is moving under a discipline which is made by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah has said, "Inna kulla shay'in khalaqna biqadarin," that certainly we have created everything biqadarin, with a discipline, under a discipline. And this discipline shows us that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His creation, when He created everything, the skies and the earth and the heavens, the things that are moving around us, the universe, galaxies, everything that we see, it is under our discipline. Therefore, He also emphasizes us in having discipline in our life. And a true Muslim is a one who has discipline in his daily life, in his routine life. And this discipline is necessary, because if a person wants to be successful and he wants a success in his life, he must observe the discipline in his life. And if he is not observing the discipline, then obviously it is hard to have success in the life, inshallah. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of discipline in the Islamic lifestyle, and we said that if you want success in your life, it is necessary to have discipline in your life. We must have discipline in our life. And we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He has created everything under a discipline, and we know that He is the wise, He is Hakim, Al-Hakim, He is the wise, and it is under His wisdom that we as His, as the one who's been created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we as the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we want to have wisdom in our life, if we want to have knowledge in our life, it is necessary to observe discipline and have discipline in our routine life. And if we have a discipline in our routine life, then obviously we can reach to a place. We can see that how Imam Ali alayhi salam also in one of his teachings and the advices to his sons. And on the other hand, in his will also, which he wrote for his two sons, Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein, he describes and he says, "Usikuma wa jami'a waladi wa ahli wa man balaghahu kitabi." I'm making a will and I'm advising both of you and all of my children and my family, "wa man balaghahu kitabi," and whoever to whoever this writing reaches, I advise them, "bitaqwa Allah," to do not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "wa nadhmi amrikum," and have discipline in your life and have discipline in your works. Therefore, it is very important that the personality like Imam Ali alayhi salam is also advising us to have discipline in our routine life, in our daily life, in our work, in our matters that we have, we must have discipline, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/EN Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.